And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, or good morning, depending on where you are in the United States at this time. I'm Phyllis Pricer, your hostess for the Higher Dimensions. Today, I am the only one on the phone, which is okay, because I love to give readings. I can do tarot, or just off the cuff, or past life, whatever you'd like. And I'm looking forward to call-ins today. So whoever wants to call in, let's see if we can get some really good news out there. Things are going beautifully for me. It seems as though the energies that are awakening at this time are really, really doing well. I've been receiving emails from people all around who are talking about the marvelous energies that are heading out or have been in the universe this time around and affecting the earth and making life just absolutely marvelous for all people. And I am so, so grateful for this. You know, I've had a lot of new business coming in, and it's increasing. And, you know, I am just so grateful. I'll tell you what I've done lately is I've read the book with Jerry and Esther Hicks, three of their books. It was given to me by a client who came in, and I must say I'm very impressed with it. I didn't realize that I had been doing a lot of the recommended thought processes that have come channeled through Abraham. But I have been doing them on my own. But this, the way they describe it, makes it much more common sense and much more positive. And I have to tell you, quite frankly, it works. It seems to be working. I've been doing it almost a month now, working on the concepts that they suggested. And I will tell you, income has come up, friendships have abounded, a whole lot of good stuff has been happening in my life ever since, and I have become much more confident in my daily life, much more comfortable in accepting the good stuff that comes to me, I think with a wonderful attitude, one of gratitude, thankfulness, and prosperity. I will tell you, one of the things that I have difficulty doing, and I guess everybody else does, is changing the way we think from sort of giving ourselves negative chatter because that's what we were raised with, and learning to be non-judgmental with ourselves as well as with others. And that, to me, is one of the greatest challenges that I have found in this work. And I have thought that it would be a little bit easier, but you know how subtle it is when you have been raised with comments and, you know, about not being worthy and, you know, always going around saying you can't be selfish, that you always have to be selfless. Well, they do make a good point. You have to be selfish, quite frankly. Because if you're not loving and caring of yourself, there's no one else you can be loving and caring about. And wanting good things is okay. Wanting to have prosperity, wanting to have good relationships, wanting to have a lot of fun and laughter is a good thing, and there's no reason why you shouldn't have it on a daily basis. Do things happen that aren't so hot? Yeah, but how you look at them determines whether or not it's going to be perceived as a stepping stone to new growth, or whether you're just going to let yourself slide down. And again, some of the things that I have dealt with are the upstream, downstream. I've always said, you know, I feel like I'm paddling upstream. And to look at the commentaries that are made about thought processes, where we do end up going upstream, it's so difficult to let go of ourselves and our desire to control every single situation. Well, it is impossible to control situations. And most of us do have control issues, certainly with ourselves and others. I know when you have a child, you want to control the child because you're teaching them good manners, bad manners, etc. And it doesn't mean that you let the children free to walk all over you or anybody else. That's not what it means. It does mean, however, to have realistic expectations on guiding the child. And there are times when we have to allow our children to make mistakes, because if we didn't, they wouldn't learn to walk, would they? They wouldn't learn to talk, learn anything else, read, ride a bike or anything else, if we are always hovering over them and preventing them from making these, what I call experiential mistakes, they would never grow. So my thought is that it's okay to allow yourself to be kind and gentle to yourself. It's okay to be selfish and want and desire things that you don't have. And it's okay to allow yourself to have the expectation that you will indeed receive what it is that you want in life. And allow yourself to accept it. That's the other thing that comes in. But as I said, for me, it's the dropping the control issue and the negative issue. If we want something and somebody else doesn't go along with it, and it may cost us something by way of extra money, time, or effort, then, you know, we have a tendency, at least I do, to grouse about it. And it's really not acceptable, because then you're setting up negative issues. And in essence, you are being critical of other people at this time when you do that. And everyone should have the opportunity to be allowed to make mistakes, do what they want to do without you putting in your, what I call, the 2 cents worth. So, as I said, I am following this and I'm glad to give you updates on it. Most of what we do in this hour is we like to have people call in. We like to have people get asked for readings, and that's basically what I'd like to have happen. And so if someone wants to call in, I'm perfectly willing to do tarot or regression readings. If not, we can continue talking about whatever strikes my fancy on this. Some of the things, by the way, that I do want to call to your attention is a healing art, which I've spoken about before, called Jin Shin Jutsu. This past week, I did a little trip in the street. My left ankle gave out. Not sure why, but it did, and I threw myself forward. Now, the interesting thing is, back in February, I had fallen down the icy steps and hurt my back and somehow had hurt my knee. And so I've been struggling with that back issue. When my leg gave out, or ankle, I should say, gave out in the middle of the street, and I didn't get run over, thank God, people were not interested in making points for hitting pedestrians, I somehow corrected whatever the fall did in February to my back. Now, that's a rather dramatic way of correcting an issue, a physical issue, an injury. But so far, it's been a number of days, and I have had a steady improvement in my back. The ankle does not hurt much at all, and that is a blessing, too. Of course, the doctor indicated sometimes if you step wrong and you fall, your body, your muscles will know more quickly than your brain picks up the information that a serious injury is on the way, so it will release. And you might, like I did, fall down. And I had enough time to throw myself over to the right instead of to the left, which would have made the worse injury. So, but the bottom line is, he said, it was important for the human body to be respected and listened to. He just kind of doesn't really believe that my back is now feeling a lot better. But that's okay. I know it's doing better, and I'm happy with it. The other thing that I did was Jin Shin Jutsu immediately when I picked myself up. And there was a great kindness in a on-street vendor who came racing over to help me up. And I just told myself and my body at that moment I didn't have the time, the patience, or the desire to have an injury, so my body was to heal itself immediately. And apparently my body did listen, because within half an hour, the twisted finger, the scrapes on the arm and the hand were gone. And Jin Jutsu is another form of how powerful your mind is, that you can tell your body in the instance that it's injured that you want it to heal now. And that is the power of mind over body, believe it or not. I also did the Jin Jutsu techniques, which is why they were so effective. But it's amazing what you can do in case of an emergency. And I would recommend that you understand by reading about it the power of the thoughts that you have. You can heal yourself or make yourself more ill, very much so with the power of your thoughts. And then direct your mind not to how you really feel if it's not feeling very well, but how it feels to be healed, how it feels to be perfect, and ignore the fact that you have that pain, because you know what you command with your mind, your body is going to have to respond, because your mind has control over the body. And so this is what I would recommend that you look into, is Jin Shin Jitsu, the power of positive thinking. Looking again at Esther and Jerry Hicks, these are all things that you truly, truly, truly would like to consider in your life, and I would suggest that you do that because it makes life so, so much more easy for you. And it's a glorious gift to be able to do this. So if anybody wants to call, again, I can continue talking about a whole bunch of things, but I'd really rather give some readings if possible. The other thing is that along the lines of the energies that we are... Yes. Good afternoon. May I help you?
Yes, hi. I would love a reading, please.
Oh, who is this?
My name is Tony.
Tony?
Yes.
Well, welcome. And where are you from?
Thank you very much. I'm sorry?
Where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Oh, how lovely. What kind of reading? Do you want me to do past life? What's going to happen? Do you want me to use tarot? What? What would you like?
Yes. Actually, I'm looking. Well, actually, I'm looking for a relationship question.
A relationship reading on someone you know
yes.
now?
Yes. Well, my husband.
Your husband. Okay.
Yes.
That is a current relationship, isn't it?
That's a current one. Yes.
And what is it that you want to know, dear?
Well, there just seems to be a lot of tension between us. A lot of issues. Trust issues. And
okay, as particular yeah. issues, and you want to know particularly if things are going to work out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what's his name?
Andy.
Andy?
Yes.
And can I have a birth date? I don't need the year. I just need the day.
Okay, for
month
me?
And day.
For me?
For him.
For him. It would be 11/4.
November 4th, okay. And so he is really more of a Libra.
Mm.
Going into Scorpio.
Right.
Yeah. And you are what?
Mine?
Yeah.
Is 8/12.
It's already what?
8/12.
August 12th. Oh, you have
right.
a birthday coming up.
Yes, I do.
Yes, yes, yes. Happy birthday early.
Thank
okay.
you.
My feeling is that there are some basic issues here that you are not communicating to each other.
You've got that right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I think both of you have moved into a hardened stance, okay?
Okay.
Neither one nor the other is willing to give much
right.
on these issues, and so it's something that could have been negotiated earlier has become a bone of contention. Is that
right.
correct?
This is correct.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay. What this is going to need to be done for you, my dear, is to... Basically, you're going to have to sit and rethink how you talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
You are a Leo, and you like a lot the spotlight. You're
mm-hmm.
open and gregarious.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. He feels some of that as a competition to him.
Hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He also, and I know Libra men are very, very nice people,
mm-hmm.
but he has a bit of Scorpio heading into him.
Mm-hmm.
And they like to be in charge, darling.
Yeah. Yeah. Big time.
Yeah. And so we're having a control issue, if I'm not mistaken. Is
mm-hmm.
that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to run the show?
That,
at time?
Yes. Yes.
Pardon?
Exactly.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Okay. You want this marriage to last. I'll tell you, it's sometimes it's up to the woman to guide the man to where she wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know that's not really the swiftest thing that we can do in this time and space, but bless our little sweethearts, men haven't really changed that much over the years.
Right.
I wish they had, but they haven't. Women have become a lot more liberated more quickly than men have become liberal.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And as a result, he's still stuck in the past where he was probably brought up thinking it's the man's prerogative and his responsibility, blah, blah, blah,
exactly,
to make sure that everything goes smoothly
mm-hmm.
and well.
Right.
And
even if it's not.
But it's not. Even if it's not, right. Okay.
Even if it's not, right.
Yeah. And but he's also a little frustrated about that. I'm picking up, he has some issues, has he issues around work as well at this time?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Because I am picking up, that's part of the issue that he has at this time, is around the workplace and workspace.
Right.
And this is a very, and he's having a tendency to bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
And he's frustrated, and he doesn't know what to do, and guess what? You're the outlet. Yeah, because he loves you. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, this is what happens. My thing is, you know, have you tried doing some, I'm getting a vision of trying to do what I call distract and redirect. Have you tried doing anything like that? As far as when he comes home and he's got grumpy issues, et cetera. Using what I would use with a younger child, and I don't mean he's childish
mm-hmm.
in any way, shape, or form. He's very much a very nice human being, all things
mm-hmm.
being equal, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the distraction issue is something that it can be employed to help him break the habit of coming home and dumping on you.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Have unexpected things at home that are pleasant. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I take it you work as well.
Yes, I do.
Okay. You really feel like coming home and doing lots of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you have issues too at work.
Yes, I do.
And, but I think that you are more able to handle them because I think you find the people, some of the people at work, easier to deal with than your husband.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Okay.
Like I want to stay there sometimes.
Well, my suggestion is a real simple old technique, and that is when your husband comes home one day, just say, guess what? We're doing something else for dinner today. And it doesn't matter what you do, whether you go out to a new restaurant, whether you decide to have a spur-of-the-moment party
mm-hmm.
for people that are
mm-hmm.
invited to come over, that's a surprise for your husband, just something different and unique and fun
mm-hmm.
and allow him to get into the spirit of the thing because he is so set into the response, the give and take of the responses you're having, you know, he at times doesn't want to come home either.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So what is important here is to break the old pattern of what you both have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot easier for you to do that than it is for him.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And I think you can do it because you have the personality to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. And I'm taking it you would like this marriage to continue, at least for now.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. I would also, I don't know what your finances are, but there are any number of ways that you can do have fun and play games
mm-hmm.
and do things that don't cost much, if anything at all, that are completely and totally different, like little trips.
Right.
That aren't that far from home, but are enough to get away from the house and not be stuck with doing things that have to be done,
mm-hmm.
taking a break. Because my feeling is y'all have been working so hard and so diligently for so long that it
right.
may be you've forgotten how to play and have fun.
I think you're so right.
Okay.
You're so right. I think you're so right on that one.
And
yeah. That's what we do. We try our best to make it so straight and neat and this and that
you've
just got overwhelming and...
Yes,
and
that can be overwhelming too.
Yeah.
Let things go. It doesn't matter if the house isn't in perfect order. It doesn't matter if a little dust builds up in the corner. Doesn't matter if, you know, you don't get everything done and the grass cut just so and so forth and so on. take a break.
Yeah.
Go play and have fun. If you have pets, have someone cat sit or dog sit or whatever, so that you don't spend a lot of money on that either.
Right.
And just take a day or two off and go to the local beach, the local, I don't know if you have a, one of those amusement parks near you.
Yes, we do.
Go and play and have fun. Just take a day off and be kids again.
Mm-hmm.
Just as though you were still dating and you had no responsibilities.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And you may not be crazy about going on roller coasters or anything else, but you know what? Going out where you see other people playing and having fun is just as good
mm-hmm.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can sit and relax and just even watch other people, because having fun is contagious.
Yeah.
And it's also a wonderful way to relax.
Yeah.
And you don't have to, and if it has a swimming park, so much the better. Go on the slip and slide or the splash and play or whatever it is and just have a ball.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And these are just things that are just coming off the top of my pointed head. But I see if you two can start laughing again and joking and teasing, you're going to be able to communicate better and this tension is going to dissolve.
Right.
And may I say, don't worry so much about the money issue.
Right.
Trust that the universe has only good for you in the future.
Yeah.
And the more you worry about something, the more it slips out of your grasp. That much I can tell you from experience.
Right.
All right?
Right.
And you do, have you ever tried reading some of the positive thinking things, books and stuff?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I read them faithfully, actually. I tried to get
what,
a spiritual
message.
Okay,
what books do you like? Particularly, what really?
Right now, I'm reading Eckhart Tolle's The New Earth.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever read Esther Hicks?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
Okay. You forgot to apply the lessons, darling.
I know.
I know.
I know. I know. I know it.
I know.
I know it in the back of my mind.
Yes. And you know what? It's because we don't really believe it.
Yeah.
It's because you don't really believe it's going to work.
Right.
And as soon as you don't believe it's going to work, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I have struggled with. So as I said before, I can stand here or sit here, whichever it is I'm doing, and tell you for truth, it works if you allow it to work.
Right.
And
right.
It works with your relationships as well. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is stop trying to control what's going to happen in your life and allow it to unfold. And so much more is going to come to you.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. I guess your husband has an issue with that, not believing it's going to work.
I think that's his view.
Yeah, because he believes in realism. And what realism is right here in front of you right now that you can touch, taste, smell, feel, and put in the bank, right?
Right, right.
Okay. Well, I got news for you. It all was in somebody's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Before it ever became manifested in front of him. And maybe this is one way to approach him and say, look, was there a time when we didn't have cell phones? Why? Because it wasn't manifested yet.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be more difficult because they have a tendency to be real stubborn, these guys.
Oh, my Lord.
But you know what? Don't let his particular point of view control your point of view. If you, and this is the hard part, if you can latch on to the positive
mm-hmm.
aspect of it and not engage him in a conversation where there's a, you're holding on to pie in the sky, it's not going to happen, because that erodes what you're trying to do, too.
Yeah.
And he doesn't mean to rain on your parade, darling.
Yeah.
But he is trying to be the man in the family and say, well, it's just because you want it to be so, that's wishful thinking. It's not really true.
Right.
Well, it is true. It is true, and it's called co-creating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of up to you to teach him a new way of doing stuff through actions.
Well,
and the only way you're going to do that is manifest it through your thought processes and what you want. And that's going to change him. Here is where, again, a woman is usually, not always, but usually more flexible than the man.
Mm-hmm.
She's more likely to let go and let God, as the saying goes, or let the universe or whomever she wishes to cite as the power in her life. Mm-hmm. And can you do that? I mean, would you be able to do that? Just say to yourself, this is what I'm going to do. And the moment your mind slips back to worry or whatever, you can certainly say, no, I reject that. Now I'm going back to the positive aspect. Do you think you can do that?
I think so.
Can you do it for like 24 hours?
I know I can. It's when, you know, he's, you know, comes home and then starts a fight or...
Yeah, well, as I said, if you break that chain of fighting by introducing something new, let your imaginations play. What did you like doing when you all were dating?
Oh, we used to have a lot of fun. We
okay.
Yeah.
Go back in your imagination to the dating time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And... do things, set up things that you used to do when you were dating, that you loved to do, whatever it was, however silly it may look now.
Mm-hmm.
Set up doing things like that, maybe one a week.
Right.
Okay, you don't have to be too ambitious.
Right.
Or twice a week. Things that don't cost a lot of money, because you don't want him getting started on that issue.
Yeah.
But just play and have fun. For 24 hours, see if you can just fix only on the positive aspect of something, even if you have to, you know, scrub your mind of it, so to speak, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I will bet you in 24 hours you're going to feel a little bit different, and then you can say, okay, I did it for one day, now let me try it for a second day and a third day.
Okay.
And just do one day at a time, and before long you're going to have a whole week of it.
Mm.
And you will see a change in him and, more importantly, in you. Because nobody's going to change until you change.
Right.
That's the trick. The
right.
secret, if you will.
Right.
You have the ability to change the world right where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Does that sound like a plan? And call me back and let me know if it works.
I
always love getting feedback.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
I will. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome, sweetie pie.
Okay.
You take care and have a glorious day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling and enjoying us. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've had to deal with other people for being responsible in my life, so it's taken me a little longer to figure out some of this stuff. But I have, and I can play and have fun with it. And I realize that even by yourself, you can become so caught up in the seriousness of life and struggling and so forth to or so-called struggling and caught up in the daily grind that you really forget to play and have fun. And one of the things we're here on earth to do is really play and have fun. And yes, this earth is a classroom, but I don't know about you, but I had a lot of fun when I went to school. I really enjoyed some teachers. Occasionally we had one of the pills, you know, we got that right. And, but you know what? Each of them had issues as well. And when you grow up and you go back and you look at these people from an adult perspective, you think, my goodness, why did I let that person or persons impact me so much that I didn't enjoy myself? You really let other people rob you of your own power. And it's not so much that they rob you, it's that you give up your own personal power for having fun and playing. And that's not something you really should do. And it's taken me years to come to this great philosophy. Gee whiz, I wish I'd had it yumpty-dump years ago. My life would have been a lot happier. Not that I would have avoided some of the main issues, because we all are here for experiences. And I always say, you wouldn't know up if you didn't know down. You wouldn't know happiness if you didn't know sorrow. But once you've learned that, then I don't think there's a need to go through it again and again and again. But once we become attuned to something, we have a tendency to seek it out because we know we've had it and we can survive it. But why would you just want to survive? You know, you want to have fun and play and laugh and enjoy yourself. You deserve it. We all deserve it. And that's what I'd like you to do, is to enjoy yourself and have life and laughter and a happiness. I'm all for enjoying myself, and since I don't have any responsibility for anybody else right at this time, I see no reason why I shouldn't be happy as a clam and do everything I want to do. And my feeling is, had I done that earlier, instead of trying to satisfy and take care of everybody else in my family, I might have had a lot more fun in life, and I might have had things go a lot more smoothly, because I did things that I would have preferred not to do. And I must say, after a while, you kind of get grudging about doing it. Do I want to do this? No, because they do. So, yeah, I better do it, because so-and-so wants it done, whether it's your kids or your husband or, you know, a mother or a boss or somebody. No. And this doesn't mean being selfish and denying other people's right to have fun, too. But, you know, when you become more aware of having fun in your life and enjoying yourself, you also become more aware of being thoughtful of other people, because you realize in taking your fun, you don't take away from other people's joy either. You don't eat food and then not feed your children. That's not what we're saying. Yes, good afternoon and welcome to the Higher Dimension. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana. How can I help you?
Well, I have kind of an unusual question in regard to my pet. I have two pets.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Very old.
What do you have? Well, what are they? Kitty cats or pups?
I have one, the two that I'm talking about. One is a cat and one is a dog.
Okay.
The dog is as small as the cat.
The dog is smaller than the cat?
Yeah, but she's a shorty.
Oh.
But anyway, she has, both of them are, have had them for 14, 15 years.
Oh, my.
They were adults when I got them, and both of them, the cat has, I'm just wondering if they are content. The dog is to a cognitive state where she paces all night, and she doesn't go outside anymore. She goes all through the house.
Honey, she's in pain, isn't she? She's not feeling good. I'm picking up stress with her.
Okay, does she just need something like Rescue Remedy put in her water, or is it time for her to say goodbye?
How old is she?
I don't know. I've had her for 14 years, and she was an adult when we got her.
Oh, my God.
So she could be 16 or 17 years old.
16 or 17, yeah. What kind of animal is she?
Pekingese, Japanese Chin mix.
Oh, yeah. Have you taken her to the doctor, vet? What does he say?
They describe it as Parkinson's-type disease.
Oh, my. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm too tender-hearted to make a lot of decisions.
I know.
I don't dispose of my pets.
Right. You know.
I don't want to do anything that is going outside of the realm.
Yeah.
To do anything but make her comfortable.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I got is she isn't comfortable. An animal who paces all the time, darling, is suffering. Okay, I don't care how you slice that pie. They are not comfortable. That's a sign of distress. If you look at a human being, and we're all very similar, a human being who walks a lot is in stress. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very long age. I know I had to, I've lost all three of my pets in the last 2 years, and I had to just put down, the last one, who was 17, and it broke my heart, but he had heart failure, and congestive heart failure, and then his kidneys were failing, and he really didn't want to go, but, you know, he was suffering, and it would just get more and more debilitating for him. Not that I minded, but you feel like when you have a child, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very difficult. You don't know what to do. My feeling is you start talking to your dog, okay,
mm-hmm.
and asking him what he would like to do, or she would like to do, if she would feel comfortable leaving you now. I know that they loved you very much, and you gave them a very, very wonderful life. And you know that by the fact that they stayed around so long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And so you have done so much for your little ones that, and they are so grateful for the life they had with you. I want you to know that. And it's something that perhaps you should talk over with your husband. But talk to your dog, and when you talk to her, pet her and say, honey, if it's time to go, you know, let me know, because I love you and I don't want you to leave, but, you know, if I want you to do what is best for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And watch the signs on the dog, okay? The is the vet just saying that you should let something continue on? But
no, they really hadn't made any recommendations. But see, they wanted me to put my cat down 10 years ago, after he got diagnosed with AIDS.
Oh,
and actually, that was about 12 years ago.
And he's doing just fine.
Yeah, he's losing a little bit of weight, you know, but and throwing up a lot. But you know, I've changed his diet, his food, to a sensitive stomach one. But I again there. He hasn't, he's in the same situation the cat is, I mean the dog is.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't used a litter box in 5 years, so I have to go around my house constantly with a roll of paper towels. But I'm wondering, do you see any improvement in either one of these babies?
No.
No,
they're all, no honey, they're getting ready to leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know, part of the reason why they stayed so long is because you wanted them to stay, isn't it?
Oh, sure.
You haven't wanted them to leave, and so they've hung in there for you, okay? They have felt your love and your desire to keep them around, and so they have done so for quite some time. Sometimes it's okay to say it's all right to go, that you love them very, very much. But it's okay for them to leave you now, because you don't want them suffering anymore.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll go home and start a dialogue with them.
Yes. And, you know, your pets understand you. Here I am tearing up here for you because I remember how much I love my little ones. And it just hurt me so much when they left. And I still feel them around me. And that's the other thing you can be sure of, darling. Your pets are going to be around you even after they leave.
Yes. Some of my other ones that have left, sometimes they'll do a walk-in.
Yes, they do, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
At least they don't leave little messes for you clean up.
No, that part's over with, but, you know, occasionally one of them will come back and stand in the hall and bark at me.
Yes, yes, and some of them, they just, to let you know how much they love you. And I know I've almost tripped over my dogs recently, and some people come in and they say, oh, you know, I thought you had dogs, because they felt them there. And so they are, and they will be with you, and that's okay. You will know when it's appropriate to let them go, and my feeling is it's not going to be that far away, sweetheart. And as I said, dialogue with them and ask them to let you know, and you will check inside yourself, and you will know when it's appropriate, okay? And God bless you for the good you've done for these little ones. They do love you so.
Yeah, well, I love them too.
And but it is really time for them to be able to move on, where they can be young again and play and have fun. And right now, their bodies have become a burden. And you love them and taking care of them. I don't know any mother that could have done any better with a child. Okay? It's just wonderful what you've done with them. All right? But as I said, my feeling is there's distress. And the dog can't tell you how distressed they are. And they can't tell you much about how they feel, but it is very close, my dear, very close timing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
well, thank you for your input.
Well, God bless you, dear, and take care, and I'll say a special prayer for you and your little ones, okay?
Okay, bless you too.
Bye-bye, sugar.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry, I still tear up because I love my pets so much, and I do miss them, and no, I'm not putting another puppy here into my house yet, because I know there's some traveling I have to do and to work with other people, and I don't want to put them in a kennel or have them miss me, because for me it's like having children. So I stay with my pets as long as I can, and even put my life on hold, as a matter of fact, because they became so weakened in their last couple of years of life. Two of my animals died of cancer, and my little puppy dogs died of cancer, and the one of heart failure, as I said. So I am very cognizant of how how very important it is to be aware and to be so compassionate and caring of an animal that you take care of them that way. And I will tell you, it takes a lot of love and devotion. And let me tell you, those little babies know it and appreciate it. And I know there's a special place for this lady in heaven. When she goes, she's going to have her pets available. And there's going to be such a heck of a reunion at the time. At any rate, thank you for calling in. And I also would like you to look at being compassionate, as I said, for yourselves, and being as kind to yourself as you are to your pets and to other people in your life. I would like to see that for all of you, to love and respect and honor yourselves, because we don't do that enough. I could rely on my own training in Catholicism, and I was listening to the Mass, and yes, good afternoon, may I help you?
Oh, hi, Phyllis.
Hi, who's this?
How are you?
Fine, I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Marie. I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am. Where are you from?
I'm from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh, how lovely. It must be beautiful up
and
there.
And it is lovely here today.
Oh, that's glorious. How may I serve you today?
I was just wondering if what was coming up for me with regards to career.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big issue, huh?
Pardon?
It's a big issue.
A big issue.
Yes. Okay.
Hang on, I'm going to have to put the volume up because I can barely hear you.
Okay. And I'm on one of these little wireless witchy-majiggers, and they're supposed to be so wonderful, but I really wonder if technology is as wonderful as everybody keeps telling me it is.
It has its days.
It has its days. It sure does. Let me see. Issue. Okay. What's your birth date, Marie? Not the year, necessarily, but just the day and month.
My birth date?
Yeah. Day and month.
It's October the 15th.
October 15th. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So
and I hope you don't pick up my sister, because she shares my birthday. And
she does.
Oftentimes, they tell me stuff that pertains to her.
Uh-huh. So who came first, you or your sister? Your sister. I'm sorry?
Sorry?
I'm sorry. Who came first, you or your sister?
She came first.
That's what I thought. Okay. So she's accusing you of stealing her birthday, huh?
That's right.
Okay. Interesting. What particularly about it do you want to know? Whether or not you're going to get a new job, whether you're moving out of the field, you should stay with what you have. What is it you want to know?
Yeah, all of the above.
All of the above. Okay.
Sure,
whatever.
Yeah.
Let me think. All right. My feeling is right at this time would not be a good time to move. I don't know why I'm hearing that. But right at this time is the time for you to just wait for a little bit. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I'm not sure why that is. I know you would like to move, but I'm feeling that it's not right timing. Would that be correct?
Okay.
Okay.
Wait to move with regards to changing careers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am feeling that right timing must be involved in this one. Because when you move, it's going to be, a real surprise, and it's going to be something completely different. I think you have some things in mind, but my feeling is it isn't even going to be that. It's going to be, again, something completely different, and I'm not sure how that is going to manifest itself. But it's going to be something that you would not normally consider.
I'm very intrigued now.
Okay. I'm getting a feeling it's going to be an offer that sort of comes out of, I'm saying from right field, but I want to say left field. I know that doesn't make sense. I'm seeing it coming out of the right, but the expression is coming out of left field. But I see it coming out of right field for you. and whether that's a play on words, which it could be, that it is a right field for you. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. It's a play on words. It's the right field for you.
Yes,
okay.
I felt that, too.
Sometimes I have to just, you know, wait and process it a little because, as I said, the expression is the opposite, coming out of left field, but it's in right field for you, so that's
right.
Where it was coming in. Okay, exactly. Now we're on a roll. All right, so therefore, wait. Okay, wait and have patience because the time is not yet ripe. And when it does come, it's not going to be any kind of how can I say? It's not going to necessitate a whole lot of effort on your part. It's just going to come.
It's just going to fall into my lap.
And it's what?
So to speak.
I'm sorry?
I said it's just going to fall into my lap,
yes,
so to speak.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be an offer.
The feeling I'm getting too.
It's
Pardon?
Going to be an offer that's going to surprise you, and you're going to say, wait, well, hold it. Well, why not? I mean, it's going to so surprise you that you're almost going to say yes without really thinking it through. And that's okay.
Right.
It's going to come out in such a way that you will say yes, and then you'll say, now what the sand hill have I stepped into? Okay. That's usually a Capricorn thing. You know, they step into something, and then all of a sudden, they say, oops, took a step before I looked where I leaped, you know.
Right.
And for you, it's going to be almost the same way. You're going to say yes before you realize it. And then you're going to get excited about it. After the fact.
Okay. Wow. I'm so intrigued now.
and just open yourself up to attracting the perfect job for you. Again, I'm going to say please don't, you know, ruminate about it. Don't try and plan it. What I want you to do is just, like, open up your arms wide, say, yeah, baby, I've got my wheelbarrow, you know, and it's here. You just pour it all in, darling. You don't have to stop on the way. You know, just pour it in. I'll just trot over to the bank with it. Okay?
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Phyllis.
Oh, hey, you're welcome. This is a fun thing to do, you know. I love being able to give this kind of reading because it...
I know you do. I know you do. I can feel it. I can sense it.
Well, thank you. I enjoy that. Anything else you need to know or you'd like to know now?
Well, actually, I would, but I don't want to be a hog.
Well, that's all right. Be a hog for about another couple minutes. It's okay.
I was wondering if there was a special someone coming up, too, because I'm feeling that, too.
I think you're feeling it more than it's a reality at this point. I think you're anticipating it. My feeling is you're going to be moving into the new job, and that may provide some more stuff for you to do before you zero in on the other. Don't want you to be doing too much stuff before you move into a new relationship. Does that make sense?
It could.
Yeah, because when you move into something new, it tends to take your attention. Okay? And what I'd like you to do is to be aware that there's a lot of stuff coming for you that's new. That you're going to have a new relationship. Oh, yeah. All right? But one thing at a time, darling. Focus on prosperity first. Okay?
Yes.
Wake up each day with saying, I want a new job that's a lot of fun, okay? And prosperous. Don't put any terms on it or anything else. Just I want something special that's a lot of fun and I can really get into. And just set it aside for the day. And any time you find your mind drifting back, just think, wouldn't it be fun if I had the perfect job and it brought me a lot of income and a lot of intuition, use of my intuition and creativity. And just visualize how much fun that would be and then just let it go. Okay, let it go back into the subconscious. And don't worry about it when it's going to manifest. Just say, and I can hardly wait till it comes. I know it's coming. And just feel it coming through your gut. Okay?
Yes,
and as
thank
I said,
so
when it comes, it'll be there. And yes, you will have someone new, but But let's get one thing into the bag before we go after another one, shall we?
Right.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're
and
welcome.
You, I don't know, it just is kind of confirmed what I was feeling within.
Well, good.
So I thank you for that.
I want you to honor yourself from within. It's much
mm-hmm.
what I tell people when they call in, my dear, is that it has to feel right for you. If it doesn't feel right
yes.
for you, it doesn't matter what I say, and it's not right for you. I
yes.
honor other people's feelings about themselves to the exclusion of me, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not you, and you know best what is best for you. So I would
yes.
say honor that and continue growing in that direction, because you know you are. You've seen it.
Yes, I am.
And you have
and
seen
I
it.
And I thank you again. And have a lovely day.
Thank you. Blessings.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for calling. Oh, my. This hour is going so fast. I'm having so much fun, and I'm so glad you're allowing me to have the opportunity to share with you, because, you know, this is something I just love doing. It's really a lot of fun, and keeps me from being bored and keeps me off the street and out of trouble, basically, and allows me to feel good about myself. No matter what reading I give, it always helps me to feel good and know that I am doing something to make life and love worthwhile in other people. So we have a little bit more time left, enough time for another call or two if somebody wishes to come in and get a reading or my opinion or 2 cents worth of something out of me. And if not, again, I'm going to say that it is wonderful for you to, again, honor yourselves and listen to the self from within. Most of what I want to do is have people honor themselves and reach for the highest good and for the joy and happiness that is available to each and every one of us. That is so important. And if whatever I do in my life works for me, and I try things out, and I don't recommend things that don't work for me, if it works out, I am more than happy to share and gift you with that information and knowledge, because it's only in sharing that I feel that we can really reach each other and help each other move forward in life. And that's part of what being in life service is, and that's just sharing with others the wisdom and knowledge you've gained. You can reach me at my office at area code 202-387-2080. I do give readings, and I do regression. I do phone hypnosis therapy as well. I have done that, and it's been somewhat successful. At least as far as I know, it's successful, but I haven't had that many people to avail themselves of it. They much prefer to be in face-to-face with me, which is absolutely fine, but I can do that. I also do tarot cards now, something that I've added to my repertoire, my French word for the day. And surprisingly, I've played around with cards for years, and then just a couple months ago, that suddenly fell into place, and I was able to do readings, so I am delighted to do that. You can always reach me through BBS Radio, and you can always call in, as I said, and my email is psychicworlds4, with the numeral 4, with the psychic, the PSP, and the worlds, W, capitalized, inc.com, so it's psychicworlds4.com, I'm sorry, there's no ink on that one, psychicworlds4.com, and anytime you want to call for a reading, be glad to do so. Next week, I am going to have an author on How to Hear the Voice of God, Susan Shumansky. She is wonderful. She's got a great book, and I would recommend it, talking how to meditate, to break through on your own, how to listen to your own inner guidance, and when your inner guidance is turned on, and the ways in which you can hear yourself talking to yourself and listening to your own inner guidance. I found it a very, very interesting book and answered some things for me, which told me when I had questions about whether or not what I was listening to was accurate or my imagination. And in reading her book, I said, well, you know, now I know. So, again, I'm sharing with you some of the information that I've learned And then later on, we're going to have Mr. Stanton Friedman, Flying Saucers and Science, a very, very well-known author. So I am looking forward to talking to you again and to sharing with you on the authors that we have. I will be missing one Sunday in August, the 10th, because I will be on a training trip up to Boston, Massachusetts, or Marlborough, really, outside of Boston, for hypnotherapy. I do keep my training current and am going to be learning some new techniques and how to refine some techniques I already have. So I will be having an old a prior recording that day and won't be broadcast live like this is. So you do have that. And we're going to have someone else, too, Brian Houghton and a few other people. So I am very delighted to be able to let you know that we're going to have some more wonderful, wonderful guests in the future. And we have, about 4 minutes left. So if somebody wants to call in, we can do a quick reading. If not, I will just give a recap that today has been an absolutely wonderful day to share with you. And thank you so much for all of the wonderful people who called on the readings and allowed me to work with you and to provide information and to share with you, because all of you are just wonderful people, and I respect and honor all of you so much. And I would wish each of you the wondrous miracles that are happening every day in my life. And if I can recommend you to read some books, I'm more than happy to do so. One of the great books that I think is good to share is Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die, by Carol, that's K-A-R-O-L, Truman. And also, another book that's good to read is... No, can't do that one. Can't. My mind just went blank. I don't know what it is. I guess time is running out, and I just don't have much more time to give you this information, and I'm kind of scratching the bottom of the barrel on my mind here because I don't want to go over my time. But learn to talk and dialogue differently with yourself, please. Allow yourself to visualize what you want in life and know that the Creator, the universe, whomever you care to designate the higher power in your life, is just as interested in your happiness as you are, and is not a punishing person, but one who loves. And the only one who puts obstacles in our path is you. And as much as we like to think we don't do that, actually we do. So anytime you see an obstacle in your path, stop and think, how can this be removed, and remove it by loving yourself and allowing yourself to move forward in life, in love and joy and happiness. And remember to just plain love yourself as much as possible, because you are deserving and you are worthy of that love. And that's what the good Lord wants for you, in my opinion. And for what it's worth, that's what the opinion is. So I am close to taking my leave of you this wonderful, wonderful Sunday. And looking forward to talking to you again and having lots of fun and joy. And we will talk with you next week when Susan Shumansky, Shumansky, is on. And we will have back another time our wonderful friend Maureen McGill and G.D. Page and a few others, Carol, May, and Jackie, Brian, and a few other wonderful, wonderful readers, tarot people, and gifted speakers. Thank you all so very much for your wonderful gift in listening to me today. Thank you so much, BBS Radio, for being my sponsor. You all are beautiful, and God bless you. I wish you the best, and you have a glorious week filled with love, light, and miracles. Goodbye.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week.